Ian Wilson joins us of Alberta Dugout Stories. Sir, how do we find you on this Tuesday morning?
Doing great. Great day for a ball game pretty much anywhere in Alberta today, so I'm happy.
Good. I think the Dogs will be happy, too. They were off yesterday. They're in Swift Current today, and suddenly pretty hot crew. They won four in a row.
Yeah, they won their first two games and then stumbled a bit with a loss to Edmonton and Medicine Hat, and then they've kind of found their form again. They when it's this early in the season, you kind of see a lot of that. You see some wacky box scores, and you're also seeing a lot of guys trying to find their roles on the team. And with the Dogs in particular, they have so many good players, so much depth. You know, everyone's trying to figure out where exactly they're playing and getting guys in, making sure guys are settling into their roles. So you're starting to see that kind of manifest itself, and they're picking up wins along the way. So, yeah, it's good to see.
All right, so who are some of the names we need to know as we get into this Dog season, now just a week and change old? If we're going to head down to Siemens Stadium, who are the names to look for?
Yeah, so one of the guys that I spoke with last week was Nate Deschene, and he's playing third base for them this season. He's leading the team in RBI and tied for the lead in hits. He's coming to us from Brainerd, Minnesota, and was the leading hitter for Morningside College. So he's off to a good start. And another guy to watch for is that the fans will be familiar with is Steady Eddie Sanchez. He's middle infielder, and he's hitting 370 right now, leads the team in runs. So he's doing very well. On the mound, it looks like they've got a pretty good 1-2 punch in Cody Ebert and Mason Swegarden. Both those guys, they've pitched twice now, including the home opener and season opener, and the Dogs have won all four of those games. So they're getting quality innings out of those guys. Ebert's a little bit more of a strikeout guy. He's got, I think, 15 Ks through 13 innings, and Mason's more of a, you know, he's going to throw strikes, but not necessarily to strike guys out. He's looking more for ground balls and outs that way. But yeah, so it's you know, as always, there's going to be a lot more names that kind of emerge through the season, but those are a couple players to watch early on. And of course, some of the names that you'll get from the other teams coming in are going to be worth a look as well. So
Major League Baseball draft, I believe, nearly a week old. What were the ties to the Dogs? As it does go on forever, over 1,000 players taken in the draft.
Yeah, it really is a marathon draft, isn't it? It's, you know, after you go through the NHL draft, and I can't even remember how many rounds NHL is, but it's not 40.
So seven in the NHL. I think there's only two in the NBA, believe it or not.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous. So yeah, by the time you get to that third day, and that's kind of where all the action is for as far as Alberta is concerned and the players that we're tracking, it's hectic, and it's crazy, and you're seeing names, you're like, do I know that name? No. Okay, maybe not. But as far as the Dogs go, yeah, they had some ties with players selected for sure. One of the big names that we expected would go was Cody Funderburk, who was the MVP in the WNBL last season. He went in the 15th round to the Minnesota Twins, so that's great for him. It's not so good for Okotoks because they'll miss his bat in the lineup.
He had,
team record 15 home runs last year, and also did some bullpen work, didn't give up a run out of the bullpen during the regular season. Also pitched for the Prospects year before that. And then by one guy that, you know, big part of last year's team, Matt Lloyd, who played in Indiana this year, he was not selected, which was a little bit of a surprise. And, as of yesterday, he's still on his way back home to Okotoks. So we're expecting that he's probably going to play, but we just haven't confirmed that yet. So that's the good news. You know, the draft kind of gives and takes away at the same time. Another guy, one of the better stories out of the draft was Greg Cullen. He played shortstop for the Dogs last season. He's from Penfield, New York, and was the leading hitter in all of Div 1 baseball this last season. I think it was like 450 or something, and on base percentage of 556, just ludicrous numbers. So he led the country in hitting, and he was taken by the Braves in the 15th round, same round as Cody. And when they were kind of going, his parents had recently moved. They were going through some of his stuff. They found this form that he filled out when he was 6 years old. It was kind of like, what do you want to do when you grow up kind of thing. And he said pro ball player for the Atlanta Braves. He mentioned the Braves and the Jays. So go figure. And the Braves ended up being the team that selected him. So just kind of a really sweet moment for him and his family. So that was great to see. Another guy who hasn't played for the big club for the Dogs that was taken is Laurent Smith. He is with the Dogs Academy. He's out of Spruce Grove. And he was on the junior national team this year as well. So he ended up going to the Minnesota Twins in the 25th round. He was on riding the bus to Langley, BC when he got the word. And so everyone on his team kind of stopped for a moment, huddled up, gave him a big cheer. And then he was on the horn to his mom and his brother. His brother, Kobe Highland, played a few games for the Dogs as well. And he's excited for him as well. So some really good stories there, and we'll see kind of how what happens with these guys. A lot of them now they get tasked with the choice of returning to school and going back into the draft later on, or signing pro and chasing the dream from here on out.
Yeah, starting in low A ball, short season stuff. Like we'll see with the Vancouver Canadiens in the Blue Jays system. That's where a lot of freshly signed and drafted players will show up. One of the guys that's rocketed through the system from Calgary is Mike Soroka. He is due to pitch on the 13th. That is tomorrow, as the Braves will host the Mets. We talked, 2 weekends ago, and he had just made a rehab start in Rome, which is their single-A affiliate, and just was dominating. I believe 11 up, 11 down.
That's right. Yeah, he was perfect in that one, and he's had one rehab start since then. And he gave up, but he was, I guess a little more rust, for lack of a better word. On the last one, he gave up 3 hits, 1 earned and 1 walk, with 10 strikeouts. Oh, sorry. That's actually his combined totals over the 2 rehab starts. But, his last one at AAA was 7 strikeouts with 1 walk over 4 1/3. So, he's sharp. He's ready to go. I think, as we mentioned, last time we spoke, this was mainly precautionary. I think they're just doing the kid gloves with Mike at this point, which makes sense. He's the youngest starting pitcher in Major League Baseball, so you want to take it easy on him. And he'll go. So he gets the Mets tomorrow, which is a team that he got his MLB debut against.
That's right.
He pitched against Syndergaard in that one. And he gets, he gets Jacob DeGrom tomorrow. So, What a lucky guy, eh? He gets these plum matchups against some of the best pitchers in all of baseball. So we'll be cheering him on tomorrow night. And I think they've got him on an 85-90 pitch count. So we'll see what develops there and how he does there. And then after that, if you check the schedule, things are kind of lining up for a date in Toronto. So, we're all kind of, we're praying that happens, and we'll hope he does well, and hope to see him, next week pitch in Toronto. But don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves either.
Yeah, it's interesting. 5 days from today, it would be his next start, but they don't play next Monday. So he could, in theory, start the opener of that 2-game set in Toronto at the Rogers Centre. That seemed to work for James Paxton, the Canadian, with the Mariners. He was superb. And just for those of us out west here in Calgary and Alberta, what a great opportunity to have the full broadcast of the game with him starting. It would be something special. Fingers crossed. Yeah. It's certainly not in stone, but that would be a great story and a really good opportunity for the rest of the country to hear about this phenomenal Canadian baseball story.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And sorry, I wanted to go back to the draft on one note while we are talking about the Blue Jays. One of the guys who, not necessarily a guy with ties to the Dogs, but guy who's with Vauxhall Baseball Academy, because he was one of the better stories of the draft as well. So the Jays took him in the 35th round. His name's Damiano Palmigiano. Palmigiani. Sorry, I'm butchering his name. But,
delicious. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Well, so, and if you, I don't know if you listen to much of the MLB draft, but a lot of these calls are like, they're just boring, and by the time they get to the late rounds, they're just trying to get through it, right, and go for drinks after or whatever they're got planned later on in the day. And so you get, yeah, we've got ID number, blah, blah, blah. This kid is plays this position. We're drafting him as a catcher, and he's from this town, blah, blah, blah. And but with Pomigiani, when he gets up, the scout, whoever was on the conference call, said he goes by the name of Chicken Pomigiani. And you know, that's his nickname. So I was talking to Damiano after, and he's like, yeah, I have no clue what that was about. No one has ever called me Chicken before. So
well, there you go.
But so again, kind of one of the neater stories out of the draft. But,
they'll be calling him Chicken from now on, I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, his teammates are going to be giving it to him for sure. And he's another guy you can catch in the WNBL. He's playing with the Lethbridge Bulls this season. So you can mark that on the calendar as well.
All right. I love it. We'll wish the Dogs good luck in Swift Current tonight against the defending league champs. Good catching up with you, Ian. We'll do this more regularly now that hockey is Hagonzo, and nice to have someone on the beat of Albertans, people that have passed through the WNBL, the Dogs, and some of the nation's best in the majors. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on. And yeah, Father's Day this weekend. So the Dogs are playing Brooks, I believe, 2 p.m. this Sunday. So great thing to do with the family and get out there and watch some good baseball.
Yes, and I should note, AlbertaDugoutStories.com has your piece on the Major League Baseball draft, and you've got a piece in the Calgary Sun today, which touched on a lot of the points we talked about with the Dogs and their hot start to the season.
Absolutely, we're everywhere.
Love it. Talk awesome. Soon.
Thanks again. Take care.
Ian Wilson of AlbertaDugoutStories.com.